Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
Change the world what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Come on now.
Wake up,
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for this awesome, this wonderful day, the 16th day of January, halfway through this first month of the year of 2023. Tell you, this time is truly moving on, and it is moving with or without you if you're not ready to make a go at it. And we just thank God each and every day for the privilege and the opportunity he gives us to be amongst the living, to give us an opportunity just to communicate with each other and communicate with those that are in our circle. And we're just grateful and thankful that tonight that you've allowed us to be a part of your circle, that you are here to learn a little bit more on oneness. And in particular tonight, as we speak about time, we're speaking about every moment in oneness. I mean, we want to take it a moment at a time when we relate to the oneness that God created between husband and wife. We want us to understand that when we are ready to enjoy the moments that we're together, it makes all the difference in the world. And so we're grateful that tonight you've come and you want to learn a little bit more about the marriage that God strategically put together for you and your spouse. And we want to just say thank you once again for being a part of our Blog Talk Radio show. Want to just encourage you and invite you, if there's something on your heart and your spirit that you feel the Holy Spirit is tugging at you to speak, we encourage you to press 1 on your phone. You will then be placed in the host queue, and at the appropriate time, Minister Jesse will allow you an opportunity to come forward and speak. If you desire to speak more than once, just hit 1 again. It'll take you off of the host queue, and then you would hit 1 again to get back on and have another comment or ask another question. We do ask that you try and keep your comments within a couple minutes so that we can get through most of the material that we want to get through tonight. That's why we encourage you to ask a question or make a comment and then go ahead and release it and then come back if you have additional comments or questions that you would like to ask so that we can continue on with the studies that are at hand. Thank you for being a part of the number where you come and you're in agreement with the prayer as we usher in the Holy Spirit, because everything we do, we usher in the Holy Spirit. And thank the Holy Spirit for being our guide, for leading us and directing us. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you tonight. I want to just say personally thank you for allowing me to get through another day. another long day, but a productive day. And I thank you, Lord God, for the energy that you will continue to give me as I go to bed late, wake up early in the morning. I know, Lord God, that you see me through each and every day. I never take it for granted. But I just ask, Lord God, even as we're speaking about time, that you allow me to get more in alignment with time management on a daily basis and be able to do the things that I need to do. Let us, Father God, recognize, know, and understand that it's okay to say no every now and then to situations that's going on around us because we can't do everything. But let us be quick to say yes when it comes to our spouse and wanting to spend some quality time with one another. Let us recognize, know, and understand how important it is that we understand every moment in oneness is one that God has created for us. And I just pray that God gives us the ability to understand and know the importance of enjoying each other's company. I pray tonight, Lord God, that any marriage under the sound of my voice out there in the land of the living, that, Lord God, you would give them an opportunity to understand and know their roles. Because we all have our individual roles. We all know what we must do. We all understand that we must continue to operate in a manner in which we can love on each other, respect each other, honor one another, and be able to take constructive criticism from one another to allow us to get improvement on our daily walk. Tonight is no different, Lord God. I just want to personally say thank you for giving us this opportunity. Understand and know, Father God, that it's because of your grace and mercy that has kept us. It's your grace and it's your mercy that will continue to lead, guide, and direct us. I pray that you continue to help us all, Father God, be the best individual on this side of heaven that we can possibly be. I pray tonight, Lord God, that any marriage that is not, Father God, in sync with one another, that there is any, Father God, challenges that's among them, any disagreements that they haven't come back together on, I come asking in the mighty name of Jesus that you would meet them in the spirit in their time of need and give them an opportunity to work through any differences. Give them an opportunity to be able to forgive and be able to love on one another. Give them an opportunity, Lord God, to be able to recognize, know, and understand that neither one of them are perfect. And so therefore, Lord God, they must continue to strive for excellence to be better, Father God, stewards unto you. So on tonight, I just pray for all of our individuals that are here, whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you're looking to be married, whatever the case may be. And I just pray, Lord God, that anyone under the sound of my voice, that you would just right now just grab a hold of them, minister to them in a mighty way. Help them overcome any challenges that may be going on. I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that I declare and I decree that you will just send down an abundance out of heaven, Lord God, and place it upon them, whether it's for their health, relationships that they need men back together, whether it is a financial breakthrough. I don't know what it may be for each and every individual, but I know you know, Lord God, and I just want to say thank you once again for this day and every day that you allow us to recognize, know, and understand what we must do to gain great success in our marriages, with our children, in the workplace, with friends. I pray tonight, Lord God, that wherever it is that we need, Father, to get some little tweaking and readjusting, I pray that you allow that and afford that upon us. I pray tonight, Lord God, that you will go and be with Minister Jesse as he comes forward with this word in season. Allow it, Father God, to come forward with simplicity and understanding. Allow us to be able to apply it to our daily lives and allow us to also be able to be a blessing to someone else and be able to regurgitate it at the appropriate time to be able to be a blessing to someone else. Lord God, you are so awesome. You're so great. You're so magnificent. And because of that, I want to say thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to commune with you, to ask you, Holy Spirit, to go and be our mouthpiece, to go and be with each and every one of us as we go throughout this next hour, and then also be with Minister Leah Killings as she comes forward with her word in season that she will share with all of her listening audience. I ask that you also, as you do, Minister Jesse, remove the mouthpiece, allow you to take over and bring a word in season. As always, Lord God, go and be with all of those that we know are not 100% in their body. I declare and I decree that you will bring healing touch upon them and give them an opportunity to fight, Lord God, and be able to put the extra work in to make sure that everything that they're seeking to accomplish, Father, in their health and all that they do, that it will be done with great success. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen to the glory of God. Well, to God be the glory for this awesome and this wonderful evening. I'll go ahead and get us started out this evening. I want to just thank God once again for just giving us this awesome topic tonight. We know that there have been times that, you know, some days we just want to, unfortunately, when there's disagreements, when we feel like things aren't going the way they should be going one side or the other, sometimes we just say we just can't wait until tomorrow morning where we might be able to get away and be able to go and be in our own space, because sometimes we do find ourselves being up under one another way too much. And when that happens, it brings havoc upon a marriage. Well, if we get in the sense of saying every day that we wake up that I enjoy every moment. So how many of us know that moments, they're major, because moments turn into minutes and minutes turns into hours and hours turns into days and days turns into months and months turns into years. And before you know it, you're going to be one of those successful marriages that have been married 60 plus years, 70 plus years, because you understood and understand what it takes to enjoy every moment at a time. I'm just grateful and I'm thankful that when I think about it, when I realize what's going on, God gives us that ability to be able to put things in perspective, to understand and know the importance of relationships. And so I'm just thankful that Minister Jesse is going to come forward and he's going to just encourage us on what to do and how to do it as it relates to every moment in oneness. God bless you.
Well, amen. Praise God. We give him all glory, honor, and praise. And the devil is indeed a liar, as he's already attempted to hinder this show this evening. Every moment in oneness. We all speak about time management at this time of the year, but every moment, all times of the year, are very much precious to the Father. And it's our hope and our prayer tonight that we might share something that would be a benefit to you and your spouse or your spouse-to-be. You know, how have you really noticed fast time flies the older, or I say the mature you get, as Tammy indicated? And as a matter of fact, Tammy, the older we get, it seems like, or the closer we get to oneness in a relationship, the faster time seems to fly. Of course, a natural question may be, why is this the case? Why does it appear that time just seems to go faster than we ever imagined? As you indicated, here we are already half of the month of January of the new year gone. And it seems like just yesterday it was New Year's Day. Or last week it was Christmas. Or last month it was Thanksgiving. When in fact we know that's not the case. See, we live in a time where our ability to manage our time becomes a great, great challenge. Because our greatest asset, the thing that we have most of, is time. But the real thing that we need to figure out is how do we extract the appropriate time for all that we do and the greatest level of investment return. We live in a strange time, where although we've got all of this apparent time to us, we see around us all kinds of strategies being deployed to optimize time for different people. Unfortunately, during the course of the last few weeks, 6 weeks or so, you and I, Tammy, we've invested a lot of time in hospitals, nursing homes, rehabilitation centers. In all of those places, we have watched the different types of strategies that administrators use to make those very demanding jobs more attractive. Some nurses work 2 days on, 2 days off, 3 days on, 3 days off, weekends only, week only, most of them, though, working at least 12 hours a day. And those are very demanding jobs because you're being demanded or you're being asked by people every time, for every moment you're there. And it seems as though they rarely have an opportunity to sit down. And as a matter of fact, given the reality that ever since the pandemic, there seems to be a shortage of these people as well. And so they, just like us, are trying to extract value for the time invested in each and every patient. And I could imagine them, Tammy, going and trying to make a determination, trying to put together a priority of their patients, to make a determination, how am I going to invest time, quality time, with each one of these patients opposite the needs that the nurse that's now going home is going to give me, and also based on the records and the reports of what this patient has been going through. See, I can see us applying a similar logic to our marriages and to oneness. And that is, we must extract the value of time each one of us is offered in this dispensation. See, there are so many distractions that steal our time and the opportunities we have for each other each and every day. And again, I can see this clearly as we have had a chance to study the techniques and the situations that nurses use in an effort to create more time for them or a patient that they feel may be disproportionate in their demand of their time. Some of it, though, Tammy, as we know, is not always good. We have witnessed during the course of the last 6 weeks when nurses may say to a patient who may have to go in and have bodily functions performed, oh, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and handle your business. Do the best you can. And when you're finished, we'll come and clean you up. And while that may sound like a very loving and a very kind a thing to tell a person that's an adult to go ahead and handle your business and we'll clean you up, it's not really. For most of those adults don't really want to do anything of the sort. And thank God we had a chance to chat with a couple, and none of them really like that. But from the nurse's point of view, sometimes with so much demand on them, that's the best advice they can give them because they can't get to them right now. So in this dispensation, sometimes we face the same kind of realities where we can't give each other the best amount of time we can, and so we sub-optimize our time management by offering time slots that may not be the most attractive. Why is this the case? See, when we examine scripture even, in John 10:10, when it says that the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. See, we're given the strategy that's consistently used by the enemy to disrupt God's plan for success and prosperity that's mentioned in Joshua 1:8. Because there, we're told if we study and meditate on the word both day and night and observe to do everything written therein, we'll have success and prosperity. But we also know that there's an ongoing fight. But we got to deal with this enemy that's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. So using that nursing example again, it may sound like it's a good thing for you to go ahead and handle your business and somebody's going to take care of you. But at the end of the day, that's not a good deal. Because out of that, you could create a whole lot of issues for yourself. You can create a whole lot of problems for yourself. And the same can hold true when you have a disagreement with your spouse or when something go down and they want to say something to you that may sound good at the time, that may give you an excuse to do something at that time, but in reality, it's not. It's just another example of the enemy doing everything the enemy can to disrupt your marriage, to cause you to invest time in a place that otherwise should be dedicated to your spouse. Now, given this reality, our most precious asset of time is going to be how we can manage it and how we can defend the onslaught of the enemy and the activities that will affect our success as oneness time managers. That's what I said. We must become improved and better time managers if indeed we want to experience oneness in the flesh. All around us today, we have so many activities going on, so many realities that are taking place that we'll look at a few of them as we move into the specifics later. But just to give you an example, think about right now in 2023, and if you're 45, 50 years or older, think about all of the changes that have taken place just in the last 20 to 25 years alone. Even if we just use modern technology in and of itself, how much impact has the television had on your marital life, or the internet, or cable TV, or advanced and improved mobility, or the onslaught of no-fault divorces, or increased femininity or the philosophy of feminism in this postmodern era? Those are just five that we'll speak upon briefly later of the realities that have taken place, not even mentioned in Roe versus Wade. But those are just a few of the things that we face today that cause us to find the time that we would have devoted to oneness more challenged than any time ever before. Now, we know from Scripture that God said it was a blessing for a woman to be married and for a woman to have a child. And we're not going to try to debate anything because we're going to use the Word of God as our foundation. And that's just the way it's going to be. Some may agree, some may disagree. But at the end of the day, that's the foundation. And based on that foundation, we know and we understand that we live at a time more than ever where the respect for the institution of marriage is at an all-time low. That's just the facts. It's not just what we say. It's what the facts show. And some of the findings that we uncover, we'll give you an example. If you look at Pew Research Center, in the Pew Research Center, it says that the level and the impact of digital technology to manage marital life and marital emotional intimacy has been the greatest impact, some positive, some primarily negative, on marriage and anything that's happened to marriage since the inception of marriage ever. So think about that for a moment. In an age when it appears that we have more access to more information, more technology, more mobility, and all of the other things that go with it, we also have the age of the highest increase in the theoretical failure of marriage. So I want you to think about that for a moment. Perhaps you have an idea on why that's the case, but whatever the reason is, it's the reality. And so we need to come to understand, how do I turn every moment into oneness when I have the opportunity with my spouse? We might remember back in the day when women began to work more in what I would call outside of the home or in professional roles. They used to call them dinks, dual marriages, no children, no kids, they said. There was dinks, dual income, no kids, right? And this was a emerging new thing back in the 70s. And when that came out, all of a sudden, if you were going to be involving yourself in upward mobility in the business and the corporate and the world, government world, and any of the what you would call at that time six-figure worlds, then it was expected that a spouse, most of the time a woman, was going to stay home and just take care of the children. Now, we know that's all changed. We know that's an old model. We know that model has been, it doesn't work anymore. Yet at the same time, we must know and understand that because that model doesn't work anymore, there becomes a greater challenge on the integrity of time than ever before. And so what we want to do is look at a few of those and just think about the impact they have had on marriages all over the world and perhaps on your marriage as well. Now, Tammy, we know there are many distractions we need to identify as we fight the time distractions on duty. They are on duty to rob us of every opportunity to experience oneness. And just in this century alone, and in just the last 23 years, the visual and audio attacks on our oneness time management have only accelerated. Some of them I would call, or we would call, postmodern time management challenges on the institution and structure of marriage. Let me just give you one example. The internet. Think about it. It's hard for us to believe this, but we have two children that are going to be 24 in April. And you may remember some of us, that's right, 25. Some of us remember Y2K when they were telling us that when 2000 turned, that it was all of a sudden going to see all of these computers break down and all of this was going to take place. And I can remember a lot of money being spent by corporations in an effort to make sure their computer systems didn't crash and didn't come tumbling down and all of that. I can remember, Tammy, doing a study or having a study done where $25,000 to $50,000 was spent in a small company just to make a determination that they were Y2K ready and Y2K compliant. And there were few, if any, examples that I can remember where when the clock turned 2000, that people had a whole bunch of problems. Yet the internet, as we know, has now grown and become so large and so big that it's one of the fastest growing areas for developing new millionaires and in a case of 2 billionaires than any other industry ever before. And so it provides great opportunity, but at the same time, it could be a tremendous, tremendous impediment to your happiness. Because think of what the internet promotes. The internet promotes so many opportunities for either spouse to invest time that would otherwise be invested in conversation or in some kind of involvement with the other spouse. We're going to take a short pause for you to think about that, how much it has impacted. Then come back and deal with a couple examples and look at some of the other impacts that cause so much of these time management challenges. Cable TV, increased mobility. Again, this no-fault divorce and a subject that many don't want to talk about. What's the impact of femininity, of feminism, on marriage and the institution of marriage itself? So we're going to be right back after this real, real short break. We'll be right back.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, hey, I'll leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Amen, Jesse. To God be the glory, I think.
Now, this topic is definitely overdue. I mean, this is a topic that we could talk about on a regular basis, because every single day there's an opportunity for us to stand at every moment in oneness is a must. When we think about some of the examples that you spoke about, when we think about, in particular, the internet, all of us have the opportunity to be able to get on our phones or be able to get on our computers, our laptops, our tablets. And one of the things that I think distracts us, you know, when we're thinking about just a moment, I mean, it's a moment that you're just taking to look up some information. And a lot of times when you're looking up that information, before you can even get to what you're trying to look up, there are so many ads and so many other things that's causing your mind to be distracted. Excuse me. And then as your mind becomes distracted, you find yourself moving in that direction because it has piqued your interest. It has caused you to detour, if you will, in your consciousness of what you are about to do. And so if you're not allowing yourself to stay on track, it can really and truly mess you up from anywhere from a couple minutes to a couple hours, because a lot of times one particular story will lead to another, and before you know it, you're so engrossed in it that you cannot get out of it right away. And I just encourage you to try to stay on track. Prioritize things that you want to do. If there is something you're researching and you're on the internet, if anything pops up, have enough willpower not to open up whatever information is to cause you to be distracted. So many of us, unfortunately, another one that I know you spoke of, Jesse, was cable TV. And so many of us, excuse me, have the opportunity to be able to come home and sit down and relax after a long day's work and be able to turn on the TV. And most of us really and sincerely want to look at the news. But how many of us know nowadays when you come home and you've been through a rough day and you're sitting down just to see what's going on around me and my community, what's going around in my state, what's going around and what's going on in the United States of America and other countries. And one of the things that I will say is we can get so distracted on what's going on the television that it will cause us to be able to get away from what we really have been called to do, and that is to enjoy one another when we come home of an evening after we've been apart for so long in our oneness. And I just hope and I pray that we all understand that it's up to us to make that time to be with our spouse. It shouldn't be in front of a television. As a matter of fact, the television should be shut off. It should be an opportunity for you to sit down and be able to have some quality conversation, because every moment does make a difference. And I know that there's so many conversations that should, that don't take place on just activity that goes on in a given day, whether it be between the spouses, the children, something that's going on within our homes, something that's going on even with our extended, always a conversation that can take place that can help us have a better understanding of the relationship so that we can continue to go forward and be able to enjoy what we call every moment in oneness. So many of you don't even know what oneness really is because you haven't allowed yourself an opportunity to really study it enough to understand what it means in your marriage to help you be a better you so you can be a better spouse, a better mother, a better sister, a better daughter, whatever it may be. I just encourage you. So often we lose time because too many of us want to sleep our days away. Too many of us want to do unproductive things that will cause havoc upon our marriage. We have to figure it out. We have to enjoy every moment of the day as it relates to our oneness. It may be that one of your spouses might get up early and you're traditionally one that prefers to lay in the bed or sleep in the bed and not get up as early. But how about you getting up when your spouse gets up? Even sitting down and having that first cup of coffee together where you're not turning on the television, you're not really doing anything other than looking in each other's eyes and being grateful and thankful first thing in the morning that you're giving yourselves an opportunity to be there in the presence of one another. Are we all tired? Absolutely, because so many of us overcommit. So we got to think about, are we overcommitting, you know, to various things in a given day that would cause us challenges in this thing that we're looking at every moment in oneness? Are we overcommitting even in doing things in the streets that's not so much in our homes where it pulls us from our homes where we're not enjoying the moments that we should be with our spouse? Because by the time we're back into our homes with our spouse, we're so tired that all we want to do is go to sleep. All we want to do is get the necessary rest that we know we need in order to worry about tomorrow, where the word says, don't worry about tomorrow because it has its own problems. But we worry about tomorrow to make sure we get in bed at a reasonable time in order for us to be able to accomplish the things we need to accomplish the next day. I just hope and I pray that when you're thinking about, you know, every moment in oneness, you're looking at, you know, all of the things that's going on around you. When you think about even mobility and you think about how you're always on the go and you're always going and doing, and the question is can you slow down just a little bit? Can you slow down long enough just to kind of look in each other's eyes and let one another know that you love them dearly, that you need them and you want to support them in every aspect of their lives? I mean, how often are we sitting down and really enjoying those moments by saying, I don't need my computer to be open at all times. I don't need my phone in my hand at all times. I do not need that cable television. I do not need all of my friends every day feeling, thinking, and believing that I need to be in their presence, whether it's in person or over the phone. I mean, there has to be, you know, some priorities that we set on things that we want to do. And I just hope, pray that if you feel that there is some adjustments that need to be made in your marriage, I only hope that God gives you the opportunity to recognize what those adjustments need to be. I mean, we can go and we can read scripture and we can understand what scripture tells us and how to make sure that we can be the best manager of time, you know, for ourselves. The number one thing I will tell you that God wants us to manage our time is so that we are not so tired on him that we don't take time to do our necessary prayers, do our necessary meditations, do our necessary studies to be able to show ourselves approved, to be able to understand God's word as we apply it to our daily lives. We got to understand and know that we all must be careful, you know, that we are making good judgment on everything we do. We cannot allow ourselves to continue to waste time because before we know it, a year has gone by and we're looking back over that year and wondering, what did I get accomplished? What did I do? But if we sit down and prioritize things, and I tell you, there's no greater satisfaction I know from me that when I'm able to write down a list of things that I need to get accomplished in a given week, and I'm able to mark those things off and say, job well done, Tammy. It's okay. Pat yourself on the back. That's what you call accomplishment, because so many of us write a whole list of things down, and then we don't get any of it accomplished hardly, and then we wonder where has the time gone. But we have to ask ourselves, what did we do in that given day? Sometimes we have to go back through that day from morning until night and say, what did I actually do during this course of the day? How much did I get accomplished? Really, did I do the things that I really wanted to do? And if not, it's okay. Make the adjustment. Don't allow 2 or 3 and 4 days be the exact same thing when you know you have a lot of wasted time, a lot of wasted moments that you could have been with your, because we all know, I mean, a perfect example, I was just saying to my husband just last night or early this morning that I have to get in a better habit of, instead of going from one office to the next and trying to get in to see as many people as I can, I need to stop and take a break and realize what I need to do. I need to just take a moment and do all of my data entries for every account that I go into, and I do it on the spot. Number one, it's sharper in my mind that I can get it down and write it down a little easier versus waiting a day or two. And then not only that, it's something that I've already got accomplished. It's already done. So those are the things that I don't have to worry about coming home in the evening and having to do, which takes some of those moments away from my oneness. And so we got to all ask ourselves, what are we doing every day? Are we doing the necessary things to allow ourselves to be involved in what we call oneness with one another? Are we allowing ourselves to be wise, or are we allowing ourselves to be unwise when we're making decisions as it relates to time? It is a decision that you all have the ability to make. God gives us the opportunity to make choices. What choices are you making? What opportunities are you taking to free up your day to give you to spend more time with your spouse? You know, when we think about this topic tonight and when we look at really sincerely what it really means, you have to look at it for yourself. I can only look it out for myself. I can't even look at it for Jesse. I can make recommendations because he is my husband, but I do not, I'm not taking ownership of the things he does in his day. I can only control what goes on in my day. So try not to control what your spouse is doing. You can encourage them, baby, what did you get accomplished today, baby? How did your day go, baby? You know, whatever that case may be, courage in a good way. And be able to communicate. There are times when we got to accept constructive criticism from one another to get better and to move from point A to point B in a very normal stance as much as we can. And so I just pray tonight was a night that it's just going to hopefully bring everything full circle for you. We're starting out a new year, 2023. Everybody's made New Year's resolutions. Everybody has come together to say, what do I need to do? All of us have talked about working out more, including me, including Jesse. We just have not been working out like we normally do. And we are a team that usually will come together and encourage each other to do that more often. Let's get together. Get with your spouse. Encourage one another. Be their support system. And when you do that, it allows yourself an opportunity to keep a smile on your face more than not. And when you have a smile on your face, it allows you to remain in good health. When you're in good health, it allows you to do a lot more things than you normally would do. For the most part, you can't do if you're not in good health. You know, I'm reminded of, you know, an individual that, you know, has really had some issues in their health. And they had issues in their health because they're over, in my opinion, and I have voiced that to them, they're overcommitting. Every time that someone asks them to do something, they're running, they're doing it. And they're running so hard with very little sleep and, you know, very little attention to the details of the things they really need to be honing in on. And so then it causes confusion. It causes challenges. And so if there was one little tip I can give you tonight, prioritize what's important. Make sure you set your standards of how much time you're going to spend on certain things and try to stay within them. Start giving up a little bit more of that TV, a little bit more of the internet, being on the phone too much. You know, there are things that will cause us to come away from our true calling, and that is, number one, spending the time with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to make us be a better person. Number two, making sure that we're with our spouse and we're able to spend that quality time with them so that we can enjoy each moment in our oneness that God has created for us. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us if only we allow ourselves that opportunity to do that. So I'm just going to encourage you tonight, do whatever you can to be the best you can each and every day. God bless you. God bless your marriages. And continue to prioritize the things that occurs on a daily basis in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
There is one caller that we'd like to get to very quickly. Like for them to be quick in their comments. This is 8819. The mic is open.
Staples to have.
We'll come back to you. Okay, beautiful comments, Tammy. They must have gotten into another. I wanted to leave a few data points very quickly in this conversation, especially as it results to the internet. Some findings from Pew Research Center is that the overall impact of technology on long-term relationships, 74% of adult internet users who report that the internet has an impact on their marriage or partnership say the impact can indeed be positive, while another 20% said the impact has been mostly negative. There's been a great impact of technology as a source of support and communication. 25% of married or partnered adults who text or have texted their partner when they both are home together, when they should have come in the other room perhaps and had a conversation. 21% of cell owners or internet users in a committed relationship have felt closer to their spouse or partner because of the exchanges they are able to make via text, the good use of technology. 9% have resolved an argument with their partner online or by text message that they were having difficulty resolving in person. Sometimes they say the slowness and the methodical use of the text message where you have to read and then respond can sometimes be a benefit. But there's tech as a source of tension. 25% of cell owners in a marriage or partnership have felt their spouse or partner is too distracted by their cell phone when they are together. This recommendation is, if at all possible, when you are together, make a commitment that for the next hour, the next half hour, whatever amount of time, you're going to invest it and you're not going to be on the phone. 41% of the younger people, 18 to 29-year-olds in a serious relationship, have felt closer to their partner because of an online or text messaging conversation. Again, using technology as a way to come together. And then 67% of internet users in a relationship know the passwords to their other partners' online accounts. So again, share your passwords. You don't have to be secretive about it. Long-term couples tend to view and utilize technology quite differently compared to those who have been together for a shorter period of time. And perhaps that's understandable because they yet are still vetting each other. Just a few comments on that. Statistically also, on the subject matter of no-fault divorce, this one was really interesting. As a result of no-fault divorce, many studies have shown that no-fault divorce have increased the rate of divorce in some states by as much as 88%, in others as little as 10%. An increased rate in divorce means fewer couples and children will experience the security that comes along with living in a stable marriage. Wow, that's interesting. So many things that we could look at on this time reality. But the bottom line is, as we encourage you, and Tammy just gave you a lot of great ideas, is to make sure you carve out, you invest time to deal with all of the challenges, all of the situations that you got to deal with. You got to plan and invest specific time. You got to set a time aside to review all areas of life. And Tammy and I, we've got to go through the same thing each and every year sometime during the middle of the year. And in reality, it's work. And nobody that I know of really enjoy going through the pain-taking task of going through the process and putting it to paper. But put the phone down, turn it off if necessary, and agree on a specific amount of time that you want to invest to get this done. We like you to consider Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, a time for everything. There is a season, a time appointed for everything, and a time for every delight and event or popular under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up loss, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear apart and a time to sew together, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. What profit is there for the worker from that in which he labors? I have seen the task that God has given to the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. See, there's something about time that God has given to us, and he knows that all of us have a specific amount, and we can't change that. The only thing we can change is what we do with that time. Father, we pray tonight that we might walk away from here, find a way to utilize our time more effectively, that every moment in oneness, that we're constantly always looking for a way to improve the moment. We know, Father, that we only scratched the surface tonight. And as Tammy shared, we perhaps will have to come back and deal with this with a part two. Because we must begin to manage every moment, because we know the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. We must agree that, yes, we can use all of these modern technologies to our advantage, but we must do them with wisdom, must do them with a mind towards oneness. Have a great night. We thank you, Father, and all in agreement will simply say amen. And amen. We'll be on that part two next week. God bless you. Until this time, until that time, we wish you peace and love.
Agape love.
Agape love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Empower to Change Blog Talk Radio. I'm having some technical difficulties, so if you hear me, please press 1. And I will see you in the queue if you dialed in. I'm trying to get some clear directions from some of my listening audience because I'm getting excused. Praise God, praise God. Can you hear me now? If you can hear me now, please press 1 in the queue.